Hi, everybody. Welcome to Toro Sports Talks. I'm your host, Peter Toro. Today is September 29th. Today, we're going to be talking about WNBA Finals, FIFA All-Pro starting 11, and some other feel-good stories for you for today. So let's jump right into it. The WNBA Finals occurred today with Game 1 happening in Washington, D.C. with the Washington Mystics beating the Connecticut Sun to take a 1-0 lead in the WNBA Finals. Elena Delladone is the WNBA MVP, and she, as good as a player that she is, she's an even better player off of the court. This year, she was the first WNBA player to shoot 50% from the field, 40% from beyond the arc, and 90% from the line. She's only the ninth player to ever do that in basketball history. She's the first WNBA player to do it. Her season totals were averaging over 19 points a game, grabbing 8 boards, and averaging a block, as well as having 2 assists per game. The entire Washington Mystics offense revolves completely around Elena Delladone. You would expect that with her being the WNBA Player of the Year. However, Delladone received 41 out of the 43 first place votes, and Delladone is the engine that keeps the Mystics offense going, producing the best offense in WNBA history with the largest margin of victory, averaging 19 points a game. So essentially, she was the difference in all those games. You take her out, Washington probably goes 50-50 in those games with her. They find themselves in the WNBA Finals. They also had the highest points per possession in the league, and both of those records stood since 2000 in the WNBA. To give you a little background on Elena Delladone, it wasn't always an easy road for her. When she was in college, she committed to UConn. She spent 2 days at UConn with Gino Auriemma and then went home to spend time with her family because she wanted to be closer to her family. Her sister Lizzie was born deaf, blind, and with autism and with cerebral palsy, and now her sister Lizzie actually lives with Elena, and they both live together in D.C., and Elena helps take care of her older sister. With Elena and Lizzie living together, Elena says that it has such a special bond that they have, and she couldn't not be in contact with her because with her sister Lizzie being deaf and blind, their connection is physical touch, but that's just something that Elena has really struggled to deal with being apart from her. And when she was only at UConn for the 2 days, she said that she just couldn't handle it and she needed to be closer. And that's when she went to school in Delaware. Now that she's in the WNBA, she spent a couple seasons in Chicago, brought Chicago to a WNBA Finals, and now she finds herself in a situation this time at home, though, with the full support from her family. So as good as a basketball player and gifted of basketball players Elena Delladone is, on the court, she's an even better person off of the court supporting her older sister, Lizzie. The team that faces the Washington Mystics on the other side of the ball is the Connecticut Sun. They have been consistent all year long. In the playoffs, though, Courtney Williams has been the player to step up for the Sun. The point guard is listed at only 5'8", but plays a lot bigger, grabbing almost 9 boards a game this playoffs. She has been an absolute juggernaut, scoring 26 points in Game 1 today of the WNBA Finals and averaging 19 points a game thus far in the playoffs. It hasn't been an easy role for her, though, because in the regular season, she was more centered around coming off of the bench, but the way that she has performed lately, she has been the most important player for the Connecticut Sun. Another aspect to remember in all of this for the Connecticut Sun is bringing a championship back to Connecticut. The last basketball trophy the state of Connecticut saw was back in 2016 for the UConn women, which in Connecticut seems like an eternity, and the last time that the Sun made the finals was 2005. If the Sun can split the first 2 games in D.C., they lost the first one today, but if they can get a win against the Mystics in Washington, D.C., it will give them a huge advantage being able to win the series on their home court, where the Connecticut fans will come out to support and give the Sun a huge advantage playing at home. This past week, the FIFA Pro Best 11 was announced. The United States had 5 players representing the best starting 11 from all positions in the world, including Megan Rapinoe, Alex Morgan, Rose Lavelle, Julie Ertz, and Kelly O'Hara. Megan Rapinoe also won Best Player in the World, which is not that surprising after winning the World Cup, Best Player in the World Cup, and most goals scored in the tournament. the more surprising thing for Rapinoe comes that all this success is coming off of her age 34 season and after several ACL injuries. Despite these obstacles, Rapinoe is the best player in the world, and with that, she continues to use her platform to raise awareness and talk about pressing issues. In her speech, she said, "I feel like that's my ask for everybody. We have such an incredible platform. Lend your platform to other people. Lift other people up. Share your success. We have a unique opportunity in football, different to any other sport in the world. To use this beautiful game to actually change the world for better, do something. Do anything. We have an incredible power in this room." Despite backlash from several Twitter outlets and social media in general, it's good to see Megan Rapinoe still standing up for what she believes in her fight for equal pay for the women and also just equality for everyone in general. She strikes me as just a wonderful person. She's one of my favorite athletes to watch in general, and she's hard to miss with her pink hair, but she's unapologetic, she's confident, and it's a wonderful thing to see. Some other feel-good stories that have happened over the past couple days are Sydney Leroux playing in her first soccer game since giving birth for the Orlando Pride. Only 3 months and 1 day ago she gave birth, and she's already back on the field playing. So that's wonderful to see for Sydney Leroux, who is an ex-US Women's National Team player and now is playing for the Orlando Pride. Also in Orlando, Carson Pickett reunited at FIFA Awards last week with 2-year-old Joseph Tidd. Both Tidd and Pickett were born without a left arm and met at an Orlando Pride soccer game where the two began a special relationship. Pickett says, "I know I might be seen as his role model, but he's also mine. It's just a gift to feel so much emotion from a little boy who understands you in a way people can't." It's really great that FIFA went out of their way and reunited Carson and Joseph Tidd. It's cool to see because you forget sometimes in this world where so much can be going on, and you know, especially in sports when there are such negative stories going on like the Antonio Brown case. But this is a great case of how sports bring people together and how they can help inspire others, because that's the whole meaning of sports. I'm going to link a picture of Carson Pickett and Joseph Tidd, and hopefully that can help Braden your day, because that's the entire point of the sports. It's just cool to see two people with you know, something similar that, despite the age, you know, Joseph Tidd is 2 years old and Carson Pickett is a professional footballer, but the connection that those two have and that was brought together because of the soccer game, you know, it's just really cool to see, and hopefully that can bring some smiles to your face. So as always, thank you for listening to Toro Sports Talks, and I'm your host, Peter Toro.